And Friday would not be Friday without a visit from the man who brings us plenty of events on your weekend, our weekend together, Lindsay Carr. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Look, I've run out of all my good sort of buttering up intros over the last couple of weeks, so you just got a hello today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Really, you've done well. You've done well over the past few weeks. Oh, yes.
I've heard people around the station call you a lot worse, just quietly.
That's true.
Look, we've got a lot of things happening, something for everybody. We're going to start with this Don Giovanni event. What can you tell me there?
Yeah, that's a Opera Hunter. It has a new English translation of Mozart's 230-year-old opera, Don Giovanni, about an egotistical womanizer getting a frightening comeuppance, as they should. It features a large ensemble of local and Sydney performers and supported by the 20-member Lake Macquarie Philharmonic Orchestra. Don Giovanni at the Lake Macquarie Performing Arts Centre in Warners Bay. It runs until next weekend.
And you've been dying to tell us about this one.
I have, yes, that's right. The Cheese Lovers Festival, which is on this weekend at Bacolban. It's celebrating cheese in all its flavours, forms and textures. More than 40 cheese, wine and craft beer stalls. So a lot of cheese to choose from. Cheese and beer workshops, live jazz and a cheesecake competition for non-professionals. And the kids can have fun with a butter-making competition.
Oh, this all sounds very nice, Lindsay.
It does. Now, while we're talking about cheese, what was left, do you know, after the explosion in the cheese factory?
Explosion? No, you got me.
Debris.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Go, oh, Lindsay. I love
Stop
it.
Stop it. I can't bear it.
Well done, Lindsay. Well
okay.
done.
Cheese Lovers Festival this weekend at Bacolban. The Newcastle Museum has a new exhibition called RAD. It's an exhibition highlighting the long history of radicalism in Newcastle and the Hunter and the strong commitment of past and present-day extremists wanting to advance the community's future. It includes information on the 1929 miners' lockout at Rothbury, the infamous 1979 riot at the Star Hotel, and the recent battle to save the Lehman Street fig trees. It's called RAD, and it's at the Newcastle Museum.
Now, being the weekend, we all love a good barbecue, don't we? But you've got a barbecue with a little bit of a twist, little difference.
My word, it's a vegan barbecue being held tomorrow afternoon in Gregson Park. An invitation for vegans to bring their favourite foods for a barbie and to celebrate the forthcoming winter solstice, which is next week. It's hosted by members of the Hunter Valley Vegans, who will be supplying bread rolls, salads, sauces, fruit and beverages. And all you're asked to bring is reusable plates, cutlery and cups, and also instruments for music and song.
Hang on a minute. I got all of that is fine, but there's nothing I heard in that to put on the barbecue. What are we putting on the barbecue?
Well, it depends. Vegan food, obviously. It could be zucchini fritters.
Yeah.
And I believe
something with mushrooms, perhaps?
Yes, and I believe also that vegans have what's known as ice cream sandwiches. But I don't think it's ice cream. It's like two cookies with filling between, but I don't think it's ice cream.
Okay.
But vegans would know, but yes.
A lot of tasty food there, nonetheless.
Yes, that's right, yes, and you're getting all the bread rolls and the sauces to go with it, yeah, so that's good.
And we've also got a musical comedy coming up.
We certainly have. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. It's on Sunday afternoon at Young People's Theatre in Hamilton, and it's a musical comedy featuring, of course, the popular characters from the Peanuts comic strip. And the story involves Charlie Brown falling for a girl at school and Lucy's passion for the piano-playing Schroeder. Was Lucy the one who used to move the football away when Charlie Brown went to kick it? Was that,
yeah,
was that,
that was
her?
Yeah, that was Lucy.
Okay, yes. Well, she's got a passion in this for Schroeder. You're a good man, Charlie Brown, at Young People's Theatre in Hamilton.
And we'll just end with some painting.
We certainly will. The Society of Artists Newcastle is having their annual Newcastle Art Prize at the Adamstown Uniting Church in just under 3 weeks. That's the opening night in 3 weeks. More than 250 works of art will be there to enjoy. And if you're an artist and you would like to enter the Newcastle Art Prize, today is the last day you can do so. And if you would like to do so, go to the Society of Artists Newcastle.com website and fill out the entry form.
I can see somebody running down Glebe Road at the moment with a big artwork, you know, trying to get there just in time. It's the last day.
Well, this is the last day for entries.
I thought I had time.
Last day for entries. The Society of Artists Newcastle. So if you go to the website, you'll be okay. You'll be able to get in, hopefully.
That'll just about wrap us up, Lindsay. Thanks for coming in.
That's quite okay. Thank you for having me.
And we will talk to you next Friday morning here at 2NURFM.